Smile. 90.4 FM.
So we thought we'd ask you this morning about your weird encounters or just experiences with critters, small animals even.
Now I know what Australians feel like. Now we were staying in an adjoining room and we heard the scuffling, you know, like something on the floor in the middle of the night. So we got up, switched the light on, and there was this creature of a yellowy-brown sort of colour scuffling to get out the door. Well, of course, all the kids were screaming and shouting, and my dad was able to open the stable door and took his trusty old flip-flop and whacked it once. Said, "How's it, dude? Let me shake your hand."
On its hind legs.
So we went camping. You know, I'm that guy in the morning. I like to light the fire and get that going and roll up the side covers. And as I stuck my hand under the one side cover just to clip it in, this big spider, I don't know what it was, but it was large, it was extremely hairy. This thing just like launched itself onto my arm. Well, let me tell you, I screamed like a three-year-old child and just completely froze there and just screamed. My wife came running out of the tent because she thought there was a mouse, because she's scared of mice, and just ran straight past me and left me there.
I made a lovely vegetarian spinach and feta quiche, and when my child took a bite, he found half a cricket left on his fork.
I grew up in Joburg, and we grew up with Parktown prawns. They blood red with black lines over them, and they jump at you.
Yes.
And they crawl up on your bed and they get into your shoe. They're not scared of you.
Our house was on the market and we just spent a fortune getting everything ready and ready for show days and all of that. And a pigeon decided to walk into the house the one morning, started flying around, and somewhere along the lines knocked his head and started bleeding. And as we were trying to get him out of the house, he started flying, and as he was flying, he was knocking his head against the ceiling and leaving these lovely blood smears.
Tor, like they call it in Afrikaans, come whizzing around my head and flew up my one nostril.
Couldn't sleep. So I'm actually just going to sleep naked. It must have been a mosquito. This thing bit me on the eyelid and on my private on my main member.
Smile Breakfast. 6:09. Yeah. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.